Arjuna's concentration. Once upon a time, there was a king called Dhritarashtra. He had a brother called Panduraja. Dhritarashtra's son were called Gauravas, and Pandu's son were called Pandavas. All these princes were the students of Guru Dronacharya. He used to teach them along with other studies archery. Arjuna was the third prince among the Pandavas. The Pandavas were 5 brothers and the Gauravas 100. Among all the princes, Arjuna was the smartest and was always outstanding in his studies and particularly in archery. Because of the interest and the talent that he showed in the art of archery, he became the favorite of his master, Dronacharya. Arjuna was a very hard-working student. He was sincere in his studies. Arjuna's distinction made the Gaurava brothers jealous of him, but this same distinction made him the favorite of his master, because Arjuna was the favorite of Drona, Duryodhana, and others started envying him. They complained that the master was partial and was showing favoritism towards Arjuna. This complaint, however, reached Drona. He wanted to clear the mind of young prince of this false complaint and prove to them that it was not Drona's partiality but Arjuna's self-earned favor of the master. One day, Drona called the students and said, "See children, I am going to have a test of your talents in archery. You must shoot the sparrow on that branch." The students were very happy and readily answered, "Yes, master." Then Drona called one by one, beginning with Duryodhana. Drona asked, "Duryodhana, you have to shoot that sparrow on the tree. Do you see it?" Duryodhana replied, "Yes, master, I can see it." Then the master asked, "What else do you see?" Duryodhana replied, "Master, I see the vast blue sky, big tree, thickly grown leaves, yourself, my brothers, Dharmaraja, and others." Then Drona said, "You can go." Likewise, he called the other students. All others replied more or less in the same manner. Then Drona asked Arjuna, "Arjuna, do you see the sparrow on the top of the branch?" Arjuna replied, "Yes, master." "What else do you see?" questioned Drona. "None else, master," replied Arjuna. Drona asked again, "Don't you see the sky, the branches, the leaves, etc.?" "No, master, I see nothing except the sparrow," Arjuna replied in all humbleness. Drona was immensely pleased and said, "You can go, son." Now, by this test, we can understand what Drona wanted to impress upon his pupils, even though Drona called this test in archery. In fact, it was a test in concentration. Drona wanted to teach the lesson that concentration on the work one does is most important. No distraction of any kind should be there for any student. Lack of concentration results in failure in each and every walk of life.